Okay, Chevra, Saharayim Tovim, good afternoon. I think that's the official greeting. We're discussing some of the halachos of Bishul Achar Bishul, right? If you know, if you remember, we saw that the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei said, Kol Shebo B'chamen Lufnei HaShabbos, Shor Noso B'chamen B'Shabbos. And that tells me that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Nonetheless, we saw that the Rush points out that the Shita of Rashi is that even though in Bishal Echar Bishal, Koze by a Dover Yavesh, but not by a Dover Lach. By Dover Lach, we assume Yesh Bishal Echar Bishal. We pointed out that the initial opinion of the Rush seems to be that even by Dover Lach, we pass in Ein Bishal Echar Bishal. We pointed out that the Ran assumes Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach. That's what we saw in the Ran Daf Chof Beis B'Dafei Harif when he disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah. And ordinarily, it is thought that the Rambam also paskins Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach. And this is because the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Tes does not distinguish at all between Lach and Yavesh. The fact that the Rambam never drew such a distinction indicates that the Rambam says that even by Lach, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. And this would lead us in a strange direction because we noted that the Mechaber in Simin Shin Yud Ches Se'if Dalet, the Mechaber paskins that Ein Bishol Achar I said it backwards. The Mechaber in Sin in Shin Yud Pesif Dalet paskins that Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach. Right? The Mechaber paskins that by a Dover Lach, once it cools down, which the Mechaber defines in Se'if Vav as being it cools down beneath Yad Soledis Bo, so then the Mechaber paskins that Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. However, the Ramah in Se'if Tes Vav takes very seriously the opinions that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach. In Se'if Tes Vav, the Rambam Mamish quotes these shitos entirely. Right? The Rambam writes, Yesh Mekilim Dekosha Eino Nosna Gabiha Eish Afilu Nitztanein Is Mutter, meaning that the Rambam quotes the opinion and takes it seriously that there is Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by a Dover Lach. And this is just a little bit strange in that the Mechaber, if he paskins that Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by Dover Lach, that would be against the Rambam. That would be like Rashi. And the Ramah, who paskins that there is Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Dover, again, the Mechaber would be like the Shita of Rashi, right? I'm Amish going dizzy. Right? The Mechaber would be saying that by a Dover Lach, Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. The Ramah is quoting the Shita that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach, which would be like the Shita of the Rambam. That's a little bit strange because traditionally it's thought that the Mechaber should be the Rambam Jew and the Ramah should be the non-Rambam Jew. Traditionally, it's said that only in Hilchas Chanukah do you have it fakeret, but over here we see it fakeret also. Now, obviously, this is kind of a joke because there are many other Rishonim besides the Rambam who are Omei B'shitaso and assume that there is Ein Bishal, there are many other Rishonim who assume that Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by a Dover, blah, blah, blah. I keep on saying it backwards. I may just assume that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach. The Ran assumes that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach. So when the Mechaber paskins that Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach, yes, the Mechaber is paskining like the Rashi, but it's not that the Ramah is really following the Rambam, because the Ramah is following the other Shitos of the Rishonim, which could be the majority of the Rishonim, the Ran, etc., who assume that we paskin ein bishul achar bishul by dafar lach. Meir, you had a comment?
I was wondering, is it necessarily mochav? This diuk in the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between dafar lach and dafar lach, is mochav because the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Tes only uses the lashon of bishul regarding solids, whereas
he uses the lashon of chimum. He uses a lashon chimon by Maya, not lashon
bishul. The Rambam says ein bishul achar bishul. It's obvious we're only talking about a davar gush because the lashon of bishul in the Rambam doesn't apply to Maya.
So enochanami. So you are thinking like Rabbi Willig. There's Rabbi Willig in his Sefer on page 66 or so. Rabbi Willig comments that he doesn't think the Rambam is a raya at all to the Shita that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach. And that's for two reasons. First of all, the Rambam does not really use the word Bishul by Dover Lach, right? That's what you're commenting. Nosaf al kach, the Rambam has an expression that it's putter. The Rambam by Ein Bishul Achar Bishul doesn't say it's mutter. Look at the Lashon of Rambam. He says it's putter. You get the impression that the Rambam holds that there's some sort of Isser Derabbanon, which is different than what everybody else holds.
How do you read the Mishnah?
How do you read the Mishnah? So the Rambam is probably going to say that there is a difference between when it is not on the Eish and when it is on the Eish. And Kli Rishon Shelo Agabe Ha'Eish, maybe it could be Mekel. He wouldn't be Mekel when it is Agabe Ha'Eish. I think the Arsameach takes it that way. That would create other problems. It's hard to know. When the Gemara says Kegoyin Tarnagolta Dereb Abba, so Ken Zayin, that's like the one unusual thing that subsequent Bishul doesn't do anything to it. But 97% of foods, subsequent Bishul does something, and then the Kahai Gavna, the Rambam would say that it's Osir Al Kolpan Midrabanan. Okay, but let's just take inventory. Okay, let's go back. Rashi holds Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Bailach, right? The Ram certainly holds Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by a Dover Lach. The Ram holds Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by a Dover Lach. The Mechaber paskins that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach. That means if you're a Sephardi, you can only take a liquid and heat it up further if it remains Yad Soledes. Kol Zman is dipped beneath Yad Soledes. For the Sfaradim, this is a problem. Okay, Neri, we're speaking about the Sfaradim. For the Sfaradim, it's a problem. Kozman, it dipped beneath Yad Soledes.
The two Sfaradi Chumras.
A Sfaradi Chumra, right, that's correct. What are we going to do? Ashkenazim, and we'll have to develop this idea a little bit further. The Ramah in Sif Tasvav quotes the opinions that Ein Bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, yesh mekilin, that as long as you're not nice now, agabe ha'esh mamish, you're only putting it samachlo, a feeling it's tanin is mutter, even if it mamish cooled off, right? It's going to be mutter, yesh mekilin, v'nahagu lahakel, imlo nitztanein legamre. The Rambam writes that if it's lo nitztanein legamre, we are going to be mekel. Now, what does that Rambam mean? The Rambam says that there are some shitos. He quotes those opinions who say ein bishul achar bishul by lach as a categorical statement. And then the Rambam writes that if it's lo nitztanein legamrei, the minhag is lahakel. So how do I understand that minhag lahakel in the Rambam? So the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Tzadi Tes writes that me ikker hadin, I think this is the pashtos in the Ramah. Me ikker hadin, the Ramah paskins, that ein bishul achar bishul by adavar lach. However, it looks bad. It looks bad. Someone's going to come into my house and they're going to see me putting water on or next to the blech. You can't put it directly on the blech. You put the water next to the blech. Right, so people are going to say, "Hey, Schwartz, you're being mechal on Shabbos. What are you doing? It's like really bad." So therefore, the Rambam writes that if it's nitztanin legamrei, it's ki'ilu lizamaris ayin. But fundamentally, the Rambam paskins that the rule is ein bishol achar bishol by davarlach. This is the mahalach of the Mishnah Brura. And if this is the pshat, we got it. So just the din of maris ayin. Me'idach, the opposite extreme, is a Magen Avraham in Reish Nun Gimel Sifkat and Lamed Zayin. The Magen Avraham in Reish Nun Gimel Lamed Zayin writes that the Ramah paskins it's Aser Min HaTayra to do Bishol Achar Bishol by Yadav Alach. However, the Ramah says, Koz Man Shalom it's Tanin Legamrei, we assume that the original Bishol still remains. Bishol Achar Bishol is a way of saying that the original Bishol evaporated. That's why there would be Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol. But Kol Zman, it's Lo Nitztanin Legamrei, so that original Bishol remains. That's the Pshat in the Magen Avraham. But if it is Nitztanin Legamrei, it's Aser Min HaTayra to reheat it. That the Ramah fundamentally paskins that Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by Davarlach. That's the Mahalach of the Magen Avraham.
Then, I mean, why does he have to quote the Shita of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol?
No, the Ramah quotes the Shita because the Ramah likes teaching Torah. And there is a Shita out there that Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Davarlach. But the Magen Avraham, you're right. That's what I began with. I think from the sequence of the Ramah, you get the impression that he really holds Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Davarlach. But nonetheless, the Magen Avraham takes the opinion that fundamentally Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by Davarlach, but it's not considered Bishol Achar Bishol. It's considered the same Bishol if it's Lo Nitztanin Legamrei. There is an in-between Shita, which is the Shita of the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal writes that if you remember, we had a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba about food that is cooked, kemachol ben drusoi. Am I able to heat that food up until it becomes mvushal kol tzarko? Right? The Rashba says that once it's mvushal kemachol ben drusoi, we'll say ein bishol achar bishol. The Rambam said, I only apply Ein Bishol Achar Bishol when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko. And the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Dalad, Paskins like the Rambam, the Bir Halacha notes that there are many Rishonim who agree with the Rambam, many Rishonim agree with the Rashba. The Bir Halacha does one of his counting approaches. Comes along the Eglei Tal, and he says that ostensibly what we have over here are two issues at play. We have one shaila of Bishol Achar Bishol Kamaicho Ben Drusai. The Eglei Tal suggests that even though we paskin that when food is cooked Kamaicho Ben Drusai, there is Bishol Acharov, but that's a din derabbanan. Min HaTayra, there is no Bishol once the food is cooked Kamaicho Ben Drusai. I don't know of any evidence to this assertion, but the Eglei Tal makes this assertion. As such, Zuck the Eglei Tal, when it comes to Bishol Achar Bishol by Dovar Lech, we're going to say, well, Kol Zman it's Lon it's Tanin Legamrei, it is considered Mevushal Kamaicho Ben Drusai. And when it's Mevushal Kemaicho Ben Drusai, we are going to say that you're allowed to reheat it because once it's Mevushal Kemaicho Ben Drusai, It is only a din de rabbanon to heat it all the way up to mevushal kol tzarkai. For that din de rabbanon will be so mech on the shitos that ain bishalach habishal by davarlach. Now, just to put down what we have, Rama paskins that if it's nitztanin legamrei, it's a problem. Lo nitztanin legamrei, it's not a problem. That could mean that nitztanin legamrei is a problem altsmaris ayin. That could mean that nitztanin legamrei means it's a din d'oraisa. That's the Magen Avraham's approach. And the Eglei Tal's approach would be that l'cha'ora nitztanin legamrei versus lo nitztanin legamrei means whether I still have the bishul of Maichel ben Drusai.
Meaning cold is the equivalent of raw, and if it's still somewhat warm, that's considered Maichel ben Drusai.
So I'm not 1,000,000% sure what Maichel ben Drusai by a liquid would be. It could mean that it is a little bit warm in the sense that people still, you'd ask them, is this warm? They'd say yes. It could be that's the pshat. Or it could be the pshat that Maichel ben Drusai means something that's slightly above room temperature. But the point that I'm getting at is it's unclear from the Ramah what nitztanin legamrei means. And l'cha'ora, these approaches within the Ramah should yield three different versions of what nitztanin legamrei is. Right? We could argue that for the Eglei Tal, it has to be whatever Mevushal K'maichel ben Drusai is. For the Magen Avraham, I could argue it requires a higher temperature, because I require that the bishul is still nikar. Whereas if I assume like the Mishnah Brura's approach, that's just a din of maris ayin, so I'd say anything that's above room temperature, perhaps there is no maris ayin. Mr. Broth, and then I'll take people who are in person have kedima over people on Zoom. That's my basic rule in terms of the post can speak about how there's a seder that a Rebbe is supposed to answer shilas in, no? Like if it's close to Yontiv, the Rebbe should answer shilas in Hilchos Yontiv as opposed to other shilas, right? If not, so the Rebbe should answer the bigger Talmud Chacham first, right? Based on the rules in Harius. If not that, so then L'cha'ora, it should depend on who came first. It's not clear in Poskim whether the concept of a line really exists. But some say that if Reuven came first and Shimon came second, you answer Reuven first. But my rule is totally different. Non-halachic. Anyone in the room, we go first. Yelni.
According to the Eglei Tal, if it was in standard with Amri, it would be an Issa d'Oraisa, no?
Correct. But it's...
He's still in line with the Magen Avraham, but Issa d'Oraisa is just a different shirin than standard with Amri.
Exactly. I think the Eglei Tal... No, it's the Magen Avraham's nitztanin legamrei means, or lo nitztanin legamrei for the Magen Avraham means, that people still say it is a cooked item. For the Eglei Tal, Maichel ben Drusai is the definition, which I assume is somewhat less than the Magen Avraham's definition. For the Mishnah Brura, which by the way, the Chazon Ish agrees with the Mishnah Brura over here, it's just a din maris ayin. Yes. Mr. Zev, how are you?
So just to understand, for the definition of Maichel ben Drusai for liquids, is the Eglei Tal suggesting that that's what the Ramah's definition of Maichel ben Drusai for liquids would need to be? In other words, anything that's, as long as a little bit of heat remaining.
Again, it's not 1,000,000% clear from the Eglei Tal's presentation, but all the Eglei Tal is saying is that the cool of the Ramah is... So long as the food is liquid is mevushal k'maichel ben Drusai. That's all the Eglei Tal is saying. Now he doesn't define exactly what maichel ben Drusai by a liquid means.
But the Ramah gives us language.
The Ramah says the Ramah's words are nitztanin legamrei. The Eglei Tal is translating the Ramah's words of nitztanin legamrei in the sense of maichel ben Drusai. Okay. So that is, Nady. Someone else who's not in the room. Yes, Nady, how are you?
Why would Rebbe assume that the Magen Avraham shear is warmer than the Egg Leital? I think the Egg Leital is probably the warmest because it has to be actually, you know, Gishmake, you know, Meicha Ben Drusai-ish. You know, it's, I wouldn't, it's not the ideal temperature, but it's somewhat warm.
Let's be honest. Meicha Ben Drusai is not Gishmak. Meicha Ben Drusai is that the fleeing fugitive is going to drink it. No? In other words, it's not... The Magen Avraham is assuming that's an Isser D'Oraisa, providing that the Bishul is Nikar. That means it has to appear like the item is Mevushal. I think that's much more than Meicha Ben Drusai. The way we touched up 2 days ago, yesterday, whenever it was, Meicha Ben Drusai means that the food is not raw. Right? This was the Svar I said for my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Brown. Right? Meicha Ben Drusai means the food is not raw. There's a lot of space between not being Rua and being Mivushal. Right? The Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is a slightly different Mahalach. So let's just chazer what we are. We are Ashkenazim, for most of us in this shir. According to Ashkenazim, you could be Mekal, that if it's Lein, it's Tanin Legamre. You could be makel that there is ein bishul achar bishul. There are nafkaminas between the different havanos within the Ramon. The Magen Avraham Egg Leital, who assumes that's d'oraisa, they would hold that you cannot ask a goy to reheat a liquid that cooled off. Because Amir al-Nukhri, to do a Dairaisa is usser even b'makom se'udas Shabbos. Again, I know that the Ramah quotes one shita that's rejected, that right, the Baha Ita, that we could be make on Amir al-Nukhri to do a Dairaisa for Suda Shabbos. The Ramah quotes it and says, don't rely on it. So l'maisa, we only permit shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. And that's what the Ramah, that's what the Magen Avraham himself writes in Reish Nun Gimel Lamed Zayin, that you cannot ask a goy to reheat a liquid that cooled down. Because it's usser min ha-Torah. So you can't ask a goy to reheat it. According to the other Mahalach, the Mishnah Berurah's Mahalach, the Chazon Ish's Mahalach, you could ask a goy. Another nafkamina that comes up is a tshuva in Igros Moshe in Siman Tzadi Gimel. That Reb Moshe writes later on in Chelak Daled, and I mean it. Right, so what's this tshuva in Siman Tzadi Gimel? The shaila comes up if I want to make a second cup of tea. And there are some droplets of water at the bottom of the cup. Do I have to do my kli shlishi shtick for that second cup of tea? Or do I say that since it was already mavushal the first time, so it's going to be okay to reheat it. I'll rely on the sheets that in Bishalach and Bishal by the Ralach. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes that you do not have to worry about those droplets at the bottom of the cup. And the reason why I don't have to worry about the droplets is because on a fundamental level, I task in the in Bishalach and Bishal by the Ralach. Narvas, I am machmir. When it's nitztan in the gamre because of maris ayin, for a couple of drops at the bottom of the cup, that's not maris ayin, right? No one notices that, so that's why it's going to be okay according to Rav Moshe. However, if I'm a Magen Avraham Egg Leital, so it's going to be an iser d'oraisa, and lo nitztan in the gamre is just a way of saying, well, the bishul is nikar, or it's considered maicho ben drusai, but when they have a couple of drops at the bottom, tiny drops, but they cool off super fast, right? So that would be an iser d'oraisa, and you have to be machmir to clean out the cup entirely. That l'cha'ora is what should emerge according, this should be a nafgamina. Similarly, in the Shvisas HaShabbos, 1 second, Zebal Beis, 1 second. In the Shvisas HaShabbos, he discusses the same type of case, the ladle. If I have soup, my soup is in the Kli Rishon. So I take the soup out with a ladle. We'll discuss whether the ladle becomes a klisheni or doesn't become a klisheni. We'll have that conversation later. So I take the soup out with a ladle. And then there's going to be some condensation on the ladle. Can I put the ladle back in? According to the Mishnah Brura, okay. But according to the others, Magen Avraham, Egleitel, don't do it. Rabbi Willig says that you should be very careful to leave the ladle in the pot of soup. After you take the soup out, right, with the ladle, don't put the ladle down on the counter. If you leave the ladle in the pot of soup, so it's going to remain lo nitzanim legamrei for sure, and then it's going to be okay. And those couple of drops, if it's nitzanim legamrei, that would be a problem. So these are some of the nafkaminas that we have on Mirala Nachri, those few drops, both in terms of the cup of tea and in terms of the ladle. Zev, how are you?
I just didn't understand the metzias of the drops case. What would be the issue?
Let's say there's a couple of drops at the bottom of the cup. I made tea. Okay. So the tea is now liquid. That was mevushal one time. But it cooled down because I drank a full cup of tea. And there's a couple of drops left at the bottom. Do I have to be worried, right, that when I add hot water again to that cup, that I might be cooking those liquid, those couple of drops at the bottom. Right. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is Mekel. Oh. By the way, I should note, it's not just the Mishnah Brura, and I just peeked at my notes because I forget stuff. It's not just the Mishnah Brura who assumes it's Asur Midrabanan, Altmaris Ayin. The Chazanish says that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Etshuva, Chelak Besim, and Lamed Dalet Os Vav says that as well. So we have three different shitos as to how we understand the psak of the Rama. Now we're talking about Dover Yavesh versus Dover Lach. And part of the question that we have to address is, what is Yavesh and what is Lach? How do I define Lach and Yavesh? And I want to address this question both in terms of kamus and in terms of echos. Kamus in the sense of, do I assume that maybe there's a small enough amount of liquid that might not be considered anything? Echos in terms of the quality of it. How viscous does something have to be lach as opposed to yavesh? And in order to have these conversations, we have to focus on the svara, why Rashi distinguishes between lach and yavesh, and Rashi paskins that there is yesh bishalach habishal by davar lach. Now, I should note that everybody holds there is yesh bishalach habishal by non-food items. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, the Rambam tells me that if I heat up metal and it goes from solid to liquid, that's bishul, no? Now, the way you make metal, my son goes to Camp Yagilu in the summer, which is like a wilderness camp. So they have a blacksmith in Yagilu. And he'll tell you about how they made a knife. And it's like one of his prized possessions. They made a knife in the blacksmith shop. He also is a Hatzolah guy, and he'll talk about the kid who reached down to pick up that hot knife and ended up getting very serious burns. Word to the wise, don't do that. So now, metal, by definition, was cooked once. How come the Rambam tells me that I violate bishul when I go from solid to liquid? Ubifrat, the Rambam holds that in bishul achar bishul seems to be a categorical statement, unlike Rashi. So the hesber has to be that there is something called oslolei bishulei legamrei. That when I cook metal and I made a solid, so that solid completely lost any element of its liquid. It's ke'ilu panim chadoshos ba'ulakan, no? It was liquid at one point in the manufacturing process, but right now, whatever it was is gone. So that is why there is yesh bishul achar bishul by non-food items. By a liquid, do I assume that the cooking is entirely gone? Can I treat a liquid like a piece of metal? So Rav Nevinson, his sefer, I mentioned this a couple of days ago. I don't really understand it. Rav Nevinson says that everyone knows that water that was cooked once has a different taste than water that wasn't ever cooked. I mean, I do know that like spring water tastes different than the water that I get in a bottle that says Dasani or something on it. It does taste different. Even why it tastes different, I'm not 1,000,000% sure, but it's possible that the Yesod Hadavar is that there is some permanent change to the water flavor. And the question is that enough of a change to make it like metal or not? In other words, it's a question of degree. That's the way Rav Nevinson takes it. However, that pshat is, to my mind, a little hard to understand. There's another pshat that the Shvisas HaShabbos in Be'er Rechovos Se'if Katin Ayin Dalet, he suggests along these lines, he says that the reason for Rashi that there is Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by a Dovar Lach, the reason why Rashi says that The reason why Rashi says that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by a Dover Lach is because by a Dover Yavesh, the subsequent Bishul does not improve it at all. By a Dover Lach, the subsequent Bishul does improve it. And because the subsequent Bishul improves it, it really changes it. So that's why Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach. The Hesber of the Shvisas HaShabbos at the beginning of Sifkatan Ayin Dalet is that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul applies when there's a real change. When there's no real change, so you cannot say Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. And Rashi says Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach because there's a real change. It was cold, now it's hot. There's a real change. Now, this pshat is difficult. First of all, solid food also. It was cold, now it's hot. No sachal kach. The Shvisas HaShabbos raises the issue that according to many Rishonim, according to the Rashba, I apply the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul once the food is Higia L'Maichel Ben Drusoy. There's clearly a real change when food goes from Maichel Ben Drusoy to become a Vushal Kol Tzarkel, no? You're really changing the food. How come I say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? And don't tell me that the Shitos overlap, right? If you want, sometimes Poskim like to play the name game. And they'll say that all of those Rishonim who say that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach, they have to hold that we only say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarkel. That's not true. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer shows that the Smag ends up breaking this Lashitaso. So that can't be correct. So what's the reason why Rashi holds Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach? Right, we have so far two mahalchim. They're relatively similar, right? That the subsequent bishul improves it, but improvement shouldn't really help because I see that according to many Rishonim, Meichel ben Drusoy, still in Bishalach HaBishol, even if you hold that there's only in Bishalach HaBishol when something is Mevushal called Tzarko, but if the food is Mitztamek V'yafelo, that means it's Mevushal called Tzarko, but subsequent cooking makes it better. I still say in that situation that Ein Bishalach HaBishol Kuli Alma. So you can't tell me that because it improves, that's why Yesh Bishalach HaBishol, because I know that a Dover Yavish that's Mevushal called Tzarko, but Mitztamek V'yafelo, I still say Ein Bishalach HaBishol. So what's the pshat? So in Rav Rimon's Sefer, on page 253, Rav Rimon has two different svaras. Svara number one I call svaras ochel, and svara number two I call svaras shinui. Ochel means I made it into food. Even though it cools down, it still is food. Schnitzel. Right? Schnitzel, cold schnitzel is also food. Cold schnitzel is not the same as raw chicken. Cold water is the same as cold water. Right? It like goes back to the ki'ilu, the raw chicken stage. So the din is, according to this mahalach, ochel versus non-ochel. Right? Did I make it into a food? Cooked salads become a food. And they're usable, drinkable, even when they cool down. But a cooked liquid, when it cools down, the entire, it goes back. It's ke'il, the azulei bishulei svara that we spoke about by the metal, that it lost the shame ochel, or they lost the shame chamin. Now, the difficulty in this pshat is what would we say, for example, about fruit soup? You cook fruit and you make it into fruit soup. People have fruit soup as a cold drink, no? It's not the same as it was beforehand. It didn't go all the way back. But b'pashtus, it's called a davar lach. It would be mechudash to say that we treat fruit soup, which is a full liquid, that we would treat it like a davar yavesh, because it's considered food even when it cools down. So there's another svara that Rav Rimon suggests there on page 253. Rav Rimon's other svara is called shinui, chemical change. Now, I'm not a chemist. Maybe some of you were chemistry majors in college. I didn't even take chem for poets. I took bio for poets. I was a history major and I took bio for poets. But the assumption is that when I take raw chicken, I make it into schnitzel, there's a chemical change. It became different. But the water goes all the way back to the way it was before and there was no chemical change. That svara is a little easier to say. And according to that svara, though, also, is fruit soup a lach or a yavish? There was a chemical change, no? So according to that svara also, fruit soup would be a yavish. It is a little difficult. Ketchup. According to both of these svaras, ketchup should be a yavish, no? Because the ketchup, what became an ochel, al yidei the cooking, and the ketchup, chemically speaking, is not going back to where it was beforehand. So ketchup should be considered a davar yavish, not a davar lach. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet Os Hei, paskins that ketchup is a davar lach. The pashtus is that Rav Moshe is using the definition of lach and yavesh similar to what we have in Hilchos Challah, where there's a distinction between the blila raka and the blila ava. A blila ava is dough. Blila raka is batter. Batter is something that I pour from one container to another. Ketchup can pour. It might pour in a slightly gloppy way, but it pours. So Moshe says if it pours, it's lach. But according to the two spheres of shinoi and chemical change, it should be yavesh. In the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, he quotes that Rebbe Yoshev paskind that ketchup is a davar yavesh, not a davar lach. I remember at one point Rabbi Willig suggested that maybe there are two different types of ketchup. There's American Heinz ketchup, and there's the Israeli ketchup. I don't think that's mistaber, because probably Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he's talking about ketchup, he's talking about Heinz. No, there's no other ketchup. If you're 57 varieties of ketchup, and they're all Heinz. So Bepashtus, Rav Moshe was talking about our American Heinz ketchup, so that's Svara, I don't think is particularly... it doesn't resonate with me so much. Yeah, Mayor?
Is there a way to think about it in a different way? Any food stuff that's primarily liquid is going to have a higher water content.
It's going to have a higher...
It has a higher water content. So maybe there's a difference between ichor and toko in regards to the water content. So the lack is something yogish. But then lack, a food soup is primarily water. So when you eat a food soup, yeah, you're eating the solid particles, so that English
So what you're suggesting, is the next conversation to have in terms of the Hagdar of Lach and Yavish in Kamus. How wet does something have to be? How moist does it have to be considered a Davar Lach? The Pashtus is, or I don't know what the Pashtus is, the Minchas Kohen Paskins, that it depends on Rov. If Rov is Lach, it's Lach. Rov is Yavish, it's Yavish. Rav Rimon points out that there seems to be two different Gersos in Rabbeinu Yeruchim about this Nakuda. One version of Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it depends on Rav versus not Rav. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Beis seems to say that Lach versus Yavish depends on significant accumulation. Now, how exactly I define it, I don't know. But if I take something and I get most of the liquid out of it and there's a few drops of liquid left, the Mishneh Berurah would say that is called Yavish. The Alter Rebbe in his Siddur has a section called Hilchos HaRabsa L'Shabsa, which is basically where he has Chumras. That's where he says that you should never take a fly out of the thing of wine. That's always going to be Beirer. Right? The Alter Rebbe is everything he has in Hilchos HaRabsa L'Shabsa is like a super mouth, is a super Chumra. So the Alter Rebbe writes that he thinks it has to be noguv legamre. It has to be completely dry in order to be called dry. In order to be called yavish. Now, what Meir is suggesting is more similar to the Minchas Kohen. Right? What you're suggesting is the definition of lach and yavish, that our conversation about kamos is really similar to the conversation about echos. Right? That's what you're suggesting. It certainly is possible. To my mind, I like presenting it as two different conversations, but okay. Now there's another conversation, which it's already past 12:45, so maybe we'll begin with it next week, which is something that was Yavesh and becomes Lach in the cooking process. That we'll have to talk about. We don't give this year on Sundays. On Monday, Bezras Hashem will pick up. And I think we're almost done with this conversation of Bishalach, HaBishalach, and Yavesh, and we should have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, a happy Asar B'Teves, or whatever the official greeting is.